You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And yes, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And what do we say? TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday. I tell you what, it is Friday. It's not just a Friday. It's the last day of the month of March. Yep, we got a quarter of the year out of the way already. It is March the 31st. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM with The Breakfast Show. And starting us off with a couple of people that had, interesting people that had birthdays on this day today. Let's go back to 1811 for the first one. Now, there might be a little bit of a hint in the name if you ever did chemistry. Robert Wilhelm Bunsen. Now, he was a German chemist with his laboratory assistant, Peter Desarge. He developed, you've got it, yes, the Bunsen burner, an improvement on the laboratory burners then in use. And another quick one, Sir Dugald Clerk, born on this day, 1854. He was a Scottish engineer who designed the first two-stroke engine, and this was back in 1878, and painted it in England in 1881.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
So tired of waiting for you, so tired of longing for you, tired of waiting, saving my love for you. So tired of dreaming daydreams, so tired of only play schemes. Why don't you call me? Call me tonight, my dear. Tell me that your thoughts are all of me, sweetheart. All day long I wonder why we're far apart. So tired of dreaming of you, so tired of waiting for you. But though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear. love you. So tired of waiting for you. But though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
I couldn't resist it. That's how I felt this morning when I woke up, I must admit. I woke up about four or five times in the night, thinking it was time to get up. When I looked at the clock, it was like I had 4 hours to go, 3 hours, 2 hours. Anyway, eventually the alarm went off, but yes, a little bit tired. But that was a guy, his name was Russ Morgan, and he was an American big band leader and arranger during back in the 1930s and 1940s. In actual fact, that particular song was released on the year I was born, so I'm not going to tell you when it was. But perhaps he's most notably known as one of the composers of a song you may or may not have heard, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, and that was composed with him together with Larry Stock and James Cavanagh, and he was the first to record it back in 1944. Times have gone. Anyway, this is Brought Up To Date. This is Bruce Springsteen. Brilliant disguise. I would never have recognized him.
I hold you in my arms. Is a band playing? What are those words whispered, baby? Just as you turn away. I saw you last night. Out on the edge of town. I wanna read your mind and know just what I've got in this new thing I found. So tell me what I see when I look in your eyes. Is that you, baby, or just a thrill in disguise? Somebody call your name from underneath our willow. I saw something tucked in shame underneath your pillow. Well, I tried so hard, baby, but I just can't see. Oh, what a woman. So tell me who I see when I look in your eyes. Is that you, baby, or just a breath in the sky? Now look at me, baby, struggling to do everything right. And then it all falls.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Tell you what, you probably never guessed who that was. That was Bros and Too Much. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are just a few seconds away, 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Being a little bit mischievous this morning. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to combine our shower song this morning with our workout. All right, that's what we're going to do. So what I want you to do is I want you to relax yourself, okay? Water nice and warm, so keep you going. Yes. And what I want you to do is follow along with the instructions on this song. It's really very easy and you'll feel so much better.
When you put your left on in, your left on out. In, out, you shake it all about. You do the okey-dokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
Right on in, you're right on out, yeah. and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Wait for it.
I don't know about your lot, I'm having fun this morning. There we go, trying to get you out of the shower on your way. There you go. To where it is you're going on this Friday morning. Of course, what was it yesterday? It was payday, wasn't it? So I imagine it's going to be pretty heaving out on the streets today. I got a lunch appointment today, so I shall probably Uber today. Let somebody else worry about the traffic. So anyway, there we go. That was Black Lace and Hokey Cokey. Feel better after that. I don't know about you. I do. Keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 19 after 7.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. For the answer, are we human or are we dancer?
Simply Called Human comes from The Killers. Eric was asking me, what version was that you just played of Coldplay's Adventure of a Lifetime? It's called the Maloma Remix, if you're interested in that one. Maloma Remix, Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. Right, we are 27 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour. 7 o'clock here on 89.3, Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. What do we have for you during the course of the morning? Usual bits and pieces. We'll just have a little break in a moment, then we'll look at some of the international news and some of the international business news as well for this Friday morning. Top of the hour, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll be looking at some of the local news. And it is Friday, which means we've got freaky fun facts for you today. That's around about 20 past 8 o'clock with Ingrid. And also on Friday, we tell you what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And we'll be doing that, say, in the last hour this morning. And no doubt we'll be able to dig out a couple of people who've got birthdays in the world of entertainment today, in the world of music. Right, we're going to take that little break. By the way, let me say quick good mornings to Mary Lou, to Ashley, and of course to Renee and Rick out there in Athens, in Greece, and also Paul. And we'll be coming back to you lot during the next half hour. So, don't go away, all right? And now it's this time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and it's great to be with you on this Friday morning. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the last day of March. Yep, tomorrow we're a pinch punch, first day of the month. April Fool's Day today, tomorrow. So watch out, all right? Be careful. Don't take gifts from friends. Now let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the business headlines for this Friday morning. Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. This was after a probe into hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels, becoming the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges, even as he makes another run now for the White House. The specific charges are not yet known, as the indictment remains under seal. CNN on Thursday reported that Trump faces more than 30 counts related to business fraud. Trump said that he was completely innocent and indicated that he would not drop out of the 2024 presidential race. He accused Bragg, a Democrat, of trying to hurt his chances of winning re-election against Democratic President Joe Biden. 9 Chinese aircraft crossed the Taiwan Straits median line on Friday, carrying out combat readiness patrols. Taiwan Defense Ministry said this was days after Beijing threatened retaliation if President Tsai Ing-wen meets U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. China, which claims that democratically ruled Taiwan as its own territory, despite the strong objections of the island's government, has been angered by what it sees as stepped-up U.S. support for Taiwan. And China on Thursday called remarks by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen irresponsible, well, and unreasonable as well. This was after Yellen said that Beijing's lending activities leave developing countries trapped in debt. Yellen on Wednesday said that she was concerned by some of China's activities globally, particularly its lending to developing countries. She told US lawmakers in a hearing that Washington was working hard to counter Chinese influence in international institutions and in lending to developing nations. Our Tesla chief executive Elon Musk is making plans to visit China as early as April and is seeking a meeting with China's president or premier, Li Qiang. Two people with knowledge of planning for the trip told Reuters. The exact timing of the visit is subject to Li Qiang's availability, one of the sources have said. Tesla and China's State Council Information Office did not immediately reply to requests for comment on Friday. Turkey's parliament approved a bill on Thursday to allow Finland to join NATO, clearing the way for the country to become part of the Western Defence Alliance as war rages in Ukraine. The Turkish parliament was the last among the 30 members of the alliance to ratify Finland's membership after Hungary's legislature approved a similar bill early this week. An immense spring storm emerging from the western U.S. was expected to form a 1,000-mile, that's around about 1,609 kilometers, a front of extreme weather from the Great Lakes to Texas on Friday, spawning blizzards, freezing rain, tornadoes, and torrential showers, said the forecasters. Now, widespread severe thunderstorms were forecast for Friday afternoon into early Saturday across portions of the middle Mississippi Valley and eastward to the lower Ohio and Tennessee valleys, according to the National Weather Service. Rocket maker Virgin Orbit Holdings on Thursday said that it was laying off about 85% of staff because it had not been able to raise new investment. Shares of the company, which is controlled by Richard Branson's Virgin Group, fell 38% in after-hours trade. About 675 employees will lose their jobs, and the company expects to take related charges of about $15 million, Virgin Orbit said in a regulatory filing. The move was the result of the company's inability to secure meaningful funding, said the filing. Japan said on Friday that it will restrict exports of 23 types of semiconductor manufacturing equipment, aligning its technology trade controls with a US push to curb China's ability to make advanced chips. Japan, home to major chip equipment makers such as Nikon Corp and Tokyo Electron Limited, did not specify China as the target of the restrictions, saying that manufacturers would need to seek export permission for all regions. Share markets pushed for a fifth straight day of gains on Friday, and bonds headed for their best month since 2008 as a record monthly drop in the Eurozone's inflation rate raised investors' expectations for similar US data later in the day. With an action-packed first quarter also drawing to a close, world stocks were consolidating a 6% year-to-date rise. Government bonds have gained as much as 5%, gold is 8% higher, while oil is down, and the dollar has barely budged. Europe's main stock markets and Wall Street futures were all up around 0.3% after Asian equities overnight notched up their first March gain in 4 years. Japan's Nikkei also jumped 1% on Friday as inflation data for the capital Tokyo highlighted broadening price pressures. China and Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose modestly too after China's PMI data showed that the recovery in the services sector was gathering pace and manufacturing activity expanded faster than expected. Oil prices were stable on Friday ahead of key US inflation data, which could give clues on future interest rate moves. On the month, oil was on course for its weakest performance since November. Brent futures, which have risen nearly 6% this week, were up 18 cents or 0.2% at $79.45 a barrel at 10:41 GMT. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, US crude, it was 52 cents up or 0.7%. That's to $74.89, having gained about 8% so far this week. Now, here's a sensible idea. A small IT company in the central Indian city of Indore has come up with an unusual way to ensure its employees maintain a healthy work-life balance by creating software to remind them when their shift is up and it's time to head for home. Softgrid Computers software is equipped with a notification system that kicks in the moment an employee's shift is over, warning them that the office system will shut down in 10 minutes and asking them to please go home. I like that idea. Go and check my computer. Hang on. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Back to the music.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
there we go. That's LaBouche and Sweet Dreams. Come on. Shouldn't be dreaming now. It's the only way to work. We're 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Looks like Renee was having a few problems with tossing and turning during the night as well last night. Anyway, she said here, around last May or so, I decided to try and grow my own pineapple on our patio in Panama. It grew and grew, and then we had to leave. So I gave my plant to some friends of ours in Albrook, and they sent me a picture and a video of a growing pineapple. That's exciting. They sent me a video last night. Yay, it actually produced fruit. They said it was delicious. Could you play me a pineapple-y song, please? Happy Friday and have a great weekend. A pineapple-y song. Well, I'll tell you what, I just typed in into my music collection, pineapple, and there was only one result. So I haven't got a clue what, because it's not one I hasn't been marked as having been played before. It comes from Crowded House. It's called Pineapple Head.
Detected is flat, no longer is always flat out. Got the number of getaway car, didn't get very far. It's lucid as hell, this image is moving so fast, like a fever so close to the bone. I don't feel too well. And if you choose to take that path, I will play you like a shark, and I'll clutch at your heart. I'll come flying like a spark to inflame you. Sleeping alone, flesh of a pineapple head, it spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend, it was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, I will play you like a shark, and I'll clutch at your heart. I'll come flying like a spark to inflame. The pineapple head spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend, it was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, would you come to me?
There we go. And that is Pineapple Head from Crowded House going out to Renee and Rick out there in Athens in Greece. Right, now let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley drops a line earlier on this morning. He said, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a great weekend. Requesting this gem. Tis a gem as well. It's the Isley Brothers. Summer Breeze.
Thank you. no, 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 it's all in my mind.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine,
blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Told you it was a gem. The Isley Brothers and Summer Breeze. Absolute classic. Right, moving on. Let's say a very good morning. Paul and Maria. Remember they were in the studio with us the other week, weren't they? Was it last week, I think it was? Time goes by so quickly. And anyway, we got a great message from Paul this morning. And he said to us, just get up on my screen. There we go. Right, it says, good morning, Jerry. And he says, could you please wish a special welcome to Panama? And this is to our daughter, son-in-law, and the three grandchildren, Stephanie, Kiris, Lexi, Gigi, and William. Hey, that's a chartered your own plane. Wonderful. Welcome to Panama. They arrived yesterday evening. Also, big thanks to Raina and Dione for helping out with transport. Well, listen, I hope you guys have an absolutely wonderful time here in Panama. And, yeah, you've got a great dad and mum, and they came in to chat with, because Paul listens to us quite often over there in the UK, which is all rather nice. It's lovely to have them here in Panama. Anyway, here's a little something for you. Christina Aguilera. It's just called Welcome. Have an absolutely wonderful time. Enjoy Panama. So much to enjoy.
Behind the smoking glass.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go, Harvest of the World, and that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
My disillusion.
There we go. That's Swing Out Sister and Heart for Hire. We're looking at price now, and just coming down towards, we're 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And still to come, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid in just a couple of minutes for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. Yasmin will be looking at what, where and when a little bit later on in the last hour today. Also, we'll have our Pedro Mandinga time as well, and hopefully a couple of people that are born on this day in music. Running Soul Deep. I said Soul Deep is what it's called, and it comes from the Box Tops.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. You bet it's here. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Okay, let's get started. Did you know every year we all rush to tuck into those sweet treats that are waiting for us on Easter Sunday? But do you know some of the fascinating fun facts that surround this religious holiday? Easter Sunday, also known as the Resurrection Sunday, is the most important day of the year for the Christians, as it is the celebration of Jesus being resurrected from the dead. But before you settle down to a Sunday roast, why not impress your loved ones with some knowledge of your history of Easter that you get right here? Number one, the Easter Bunny legend began in Germany. Have you ever wondered where the Easter Bunny story began? Well, I'm going to tell you. We can say that the story of rabbits bringing eggs doesn't make a lot of logical sense. So there must be a reason as to why every year children rush to see what treats this mythical creature has left for them. But just like Santa Claus has no Christian significance to Christmas, the Easter Bunny also has no real connection to this holy day. The origin of the Easter Bunny dates back hundreds of years, beginning in pre-Christian Germany. Here, the hare was to be said as the symbol of the pagan goddess and spring of fertility. That's because they multiply so fast. As Christianity spread across Europe, pagan traditions were blended with Christian holidays, which saw the Easter Bunny lay a nest of colorful, today, chocolate, eggs for children who were well-behaved on Easter Sunday. Did you know the holiday was named after the Anglo-Saxon goddess Eostre? This is why it's called Easter? Well, according to scholars, this Christian holiday was named after the Anglo-Saxon goddess Oestre, who was depicted as a fertility goddess and a goddess of dawn and light. She was honored at pagan festivals celebrating the arrival of spring, further highlighting the blend of pagan traditions with Christian holidays. Did you know that more than 1.5 million Cadbury eggs are produced every day? Oh, yeah, baby. Each and every Sunday known as the Easter Sunday, known as the Resurrection Sunday, is the most important day for the Christians. It is the celebration of Jesus being resurrected from the dead, so you gotta be ready, okay? So another fascinating fact for you is that Cadbury makes 500 million cream eggs every year. If you piled them on top of each other, it would be 10 times higher than Mount Everest. Whew, that's a lot of chocolate to be eaten. And Birmingham factory produces 1.5 million cream eggs every year. And the cream egg is the most popular egg-shaped chocolate in the world. Did you know the fact of painting eggs originates from a Ukrainian tradition? For countless generations, Ukrainians have been decorating eggs as call out to the goddess and goddess of health and fertility. This traditional act of paisanka is made by using wax dyes. And this colorful custom didn't take off until the Ukrainian immigrants came to the United States. The world's largest Easter egg weighs 5,000 pounds, standing 31 feet tall, 8 feet, 18 feet wide, is the world's largest Easter egg. It's found in Varicoville, Alberta, Canada, and the egg weighs a hefty 5,000 pounds and took 12,000 hours to complete. Name Varicoville Paisanka. The world's largest Easter egg is more than just a jigsaw puzzle. It's made up of 35,000 pieces of aluminum. Got that one. Boy, it must be great to ward off those extraterrestrials. Number six, did you know pretzels used to be associated with Easter? When you think of Easter, it's chocolate. Hot cross buns and eggs usually don't spring to mind. Did you know that the pretzels are also an Easter snack? Pretzels are associated with Easter because the twist resembles the arms crossing in prayer. From the 1950s, it was tradition for Germans to eat a pretzel and a hard-boiled egg for dinner on Good Friday. Did you know? Number seven, the UK's first chocolate egg was produced in Bristol in 1873. What do you say, Jerry? Were you there when they did that? Have you ever wondered who started the trend of tucking chocolate into shaped eggs on Easter Sunday? I don't know. It was during the 19th century that the Fry family of Bristol ran the largest chocolate factory in the world and produced the first chocolate egg in 1873. It was 2 years later in 1875 that Cadbury made their first Easter egg. Oh man, do I love Cadbury's. Okay, number eight. In Germany, did you know it is illegal to dance on Good Friday? Yep, on Good Friday, which seems the start of the Easter weekend. It is illegal to dance in public in the majority states in Germany. Even Europe's club capital, Berlin, becomes a dance-free zone out of the respect for this religious holiday. In Baden-Württemberg, music is allowed to be played, but dancing is not allowed. Whilst in Bavaria, if you're caught playing music of any kind in a bar, you could be fined up to 10,000 euros. So why ban the boogie in Germany? I'm going to ban the boogie. Never mind. The thinking behind this ban is out of respect, obviously, for Christians who mourn the death of Jesus on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. In Germany, these days are considered to be holy days of silence. Did you know Easter is celebrated on the Sunday after the full moon following March 21st? You know, that's why Easter Sunday, it changes date every year, because it comes down to the lunar calendar and the position of the moon. So if the moon moves, so does the date. Kind of like spring, the opening day of baseball. It shifts. Did you know Easter, in fact, falls on the first Sunday after the full? I did told you that. In 2007, an Easter egg sold for 9 million pounds. Whoa. Concluding our guide to the facts that Easter takes us back to 2007. But that's when possibly the most expensive egg in the world was sold at Christie's in London at auction for 9 million pounds, breaking all Fabergé egg records. The enameled egg contains a multi-colored cockerel, which is at every pop an hour out of the egg and flaps his wings before nodding his head three times. The egg was made by Carl Fabergé in St. Petersburg in 1902 and is the second largest egg ever made by Fabergé. Well, oh, Easter Sunday is coming. Oh, man, oh, man. And opening day was yesterday. Boy, this is the spring is happening. Spring has sprung and it's here. Spring means that the baseball season starts, means that the Easter Bunny starts going at it, and we have beautiful spring weather. Well, I'm wishing you all a wonderful holiday, whether you celebrate it or not. It's a beautiful weekend. There'll be a lot of closures on Samantha Santa, a lot of people going out and about during different places in town, so be careful with traffic, watch yourselves, and all being well, I wish you all a very wonderful weekend. And by the way, if you're not mistaken, I believe tomorrow is April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Very famous day. As a matter of fact, that's my dad's birthday. He'll turn 93 tomorrow. So I'm very excited about that. So happy birthday, Dad. Have a wonderful Easter, and I'll hopefully talk to you next week. Until then, back to you in the studio.
We go. Love that one. That's Shorty and Slim and Cruising Down the Causeway, of course. The time, we're just making our way to 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Very good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a great weekend. She says, hello and a great day to everybody. Can you please play I'm a King Bee by Muddy Waters? Absolutely.
I'm a king bee, I'm buzzing round the hive. I'm a king bee, buzzing round the hive. Well, you know I can make good honey, let me come inside. I'm a king bee,
running all night long. I can't be running all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, there's some stinging going on. Well, I can't be, I want you to be. Well, you know, when we get together, we can make a man in the world ain't never seen.
Best place to be in the mornings.
Morning light.
cool guitar work there of Gary Moore and Midnight Blues. Following on from I Am a King, I'm a King from Muddy Waters. If you are keeping eye on the time, 21 minutes, that's before the hour of 9 o'clock this morning. Top of the hour, if you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at 9. Right, a little bit of antidepressant, I think, take us away from all the bad news. Here's a little story. I actually saw it on TV as well the other day. It's quite incredible. A woman was reunited with her camera. This was 13 years after it fell into a river. Well, while fishing in Colorado's Animas River on the 14th of March, Spencer Greener found something unexpected. A rusted digital camera. Well, Greener took it home and was shocked to discover the SD card could still be read by a computer. The pictures that popped up were from a bridal shower and wedding. And I figured it was worth a go to try and find the owner, Greener told Today. Well, it said not even an hour after posting some of the photos on a local Facebook page, the groom from the wedding commented, and soon Greener was connected with the camera's owner, Arizona resident Coral Amai. Amai lost the camera in 2010 when the tube that she was in on the Animas River flipped over, and she was devastated by the loss and told Today that she got up and was dancing after hearing the news. That's a good story for you. I mean, just goes to show that 13 years later, still read the SD card. That's really quite clever, isn't it? Here's Gloria Estefan.
Some dreams live on in time forever. Those dreams you want with all your heart. And I'll do whatever it takes.
From Gloria Estefan and Reach, that is Aztec Camera, and that's How Men Are. Aztec Camera, by the way, Scottish pop new wave band. They were founded by a guy called Roddy Frame, and that was in East Kilbride in 1980. Right, let's see, I've got any more good news for you. Studies are here. There's an interesting one. Scientists are over the moon about tiny glass beads that have been found in lunar soil samples. Now, apparently, in a study published Monday in Nature, researchers say that these beads on the moon's surface potentially hold billions of tons of water, which once extracted could be used by astronauts during lunar missions. Now, this is one of the most exciting discoveries we've made, Mahesh Amand said, a professor of planetary science who explained at the Open University, told The Guardian, with his finding, the potential for exploring the moon is a sustainable manner. It's higher than it's ever been. Now, the beads measuring less than a millimeter across were found in soil samples collected by the Chinese Chang'e 5 mission. Researchers said that these beads likely form when asteroids slammed into the moon. Now, if you can extract the water and concentrate it in significant quantities, Amanda said, it's up to you how you utilize it. Well, you'd probably drink it, wouldn't you? There we go. These beads are so tiny. How can they be sure there's even water in them, for heaven's sake? Anyway, interesting story. You never know. It could come to fruition, I suppose. Stampeders, Sweet City Woman. Keep your eye on time, 10 to 9. Mm-hmm.
shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. Oh, fam, join me, we got a feel for singing.
Called Sweet City Woman, Stampeders. Now, good news. Power generated from renewable sources, mostly solar and wind power, surpassed coal-fired generation for the first time in 2022, and nuclear energy for the second year in a row. The United States Energy Information Administration on Monday said that the rise was driven by wind and solar, which grew to a combined 14% in 2022 from 12% in 2021. Hydroelectric, 6%, biomass and thermal power, each less than 1%, made up the rest of renewable power generation. Coal accounted for 20% last year from 23% in 2021, while nuclear fell to 19% from 20%. Natural gas was the largest source of power generation at 39%, from 37% in 2021. Now the US has to decide how to transform the grid, designed for consistent streams of energy, so it can store and transmit intermittent solar and wind power. So there are a bit of good news there. We'll all be electric one day, won't we? All be electric. It's electric. Haven't got that one queued up. I've got this one, though. Comes from ABBA. Lay all your love on me. And we're 6 minutes before 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, 89.3, Cool FM.
Oh,
All Your Love on Me from ABBA. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to about a minute and a half before the hour of 9 o'clock. And the tip, what we do, we're going to take a break at the top of the hour, and we'll have the news for you, some of the local stories in the news. And also, what we're going to do after that, we'll have another little break, and we're going to go straight into Lala the Parrot is in the other room. Okay, that's it's not somebody being murdered. yeah, where was I? Yeah, we're going to go straight into Pedro Mandinga time for you this morning. Get your Friday off in a good mood. And you never know, we might bring Lala into the studio. She might be a bit quieter. Right, well, tell you what, that's it. That's just about sort of brought us up to 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, it's a Friday. Now, if there's one thing we love, it's a Friday, all right? The weekend, it starts here. And no better way to do that than take a trip over the weekend tonight. Go to the one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. A cocktail, and, well, you've got it. Add in a little bit of salsa. And it's Pedro Mandinga time here on The Breakfast Show. That's really that, and that's Ben and T there. Needless to say, a salsa version. I'll tell you what, I get Sting would love that. Don't forget Pedro Mandinga rum, the first artisanal rum in Panama, first rum in history, also made with Raspadora. And they've got happy hour every day from their opening until 6 p.m. Never know, might be able to get to open at 9 o'clock in the morning. And don't forget, in the Argentina bar, once a month, they've got live music. Tambien, featuring, of course, Mark Anthony on that there. You're listening to Pedro Mandinga Time on this morning's breakfast show. Now, if you don't know where to find it, there's two amazing bars, all right? Both a little bit different. I love the one in Casco, just round the corner from Plaza Herrera. Quite small and intimate, really nice. If you want something a bit bigger, pop along to the Pedro Mandinga Bar in Via Argentina. They're right opposite the park. And you can celebrate your birthday, by the way. Don't forget that at Pedro Mandinga. They will customise your experience. What you've got to do is direct message them to their Instagram, at Pedro Mandinga. And that's also where you'll find out all the information you need as well. And you can also pop along to the website, which is laranadorada.com. So don't waste any time.
Oh, okay.
la la la. Senorita Bachata. And a big thanks to Pedro Mandinga. And don't forget, do pop along, celebrate your birthday with them or any other celebrations that matter. You can always direct message them. That Instagram again is at Pedro Mandinga. All right. Fancy doing a cocktail? Learn how to make a Pedro Mandinga cocktail. You can save your spot or have a private class. All you got to do is reserve it. Go along to laranadorada.com, laranadorada.com, and then just put in a little search. Will probably be easier for me to put in mixology classes, and it'll take you all the way there. So there we are. That's our Pedro Mandinga segment for this morning. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. 22 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock.
So much, Ben. So very kind of you to come to this.
I do love that song. Leonard Cohen, of course, a Leonard Cohen composition there, Dance Me to the End of Love. A little bit of Jerry's mixology there, because we brought in the lady that that song introduced me to as well, Madeleine Peyrot. And absolutely brilliant. So there we are, Dance Me to the End of Love. I say a Leonard Cohen composition. Right, it is time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you too.
Thank you.
We have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lala in here.
Oh.
Lala is in the studio. That's not Yasmin trying to get out of the cage. Seriously, we have Lola in the cage. Yasmin is sitting at her desk.
She's trying to use the microphone, I guess.
She's trying to use it. How was yesterday? You went to No Waste, was it? Was that the day before?
No, I get so confused. That was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I got a load of stuff. I could have given it to you yesterday and you could have taken it.
Well, yes, because, you know, I realized yesterday at Atrium Mall that they are going to have forever the area where you can bring batteries. You can recycle batteries, you can recycle plastics, and do you know what is love bottles?
Love bottles?
Uh-huh.
Condoms?
No. Lala. It's not funny.
At least somebody laughs at my jokes.
Okay. Yes, no. The love bottles is that you use a plastic bottle, you know, the big ones for the soda.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you fill it with plastic or plastic papers, things like that. Mm-hmm. Things that usually you cannot recycle.
Okay.
You put it inside there.
Oh, so you put all your old paper bags and things in the plastic bottle.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, and you keep it there. And you can bring it to Atrium Mall. And let me see what else they have. They have different things that, you know, you can go there every day and then just put it in there.
I tell you what I'm interested, because you mentioned batteries. I don't know if the other place here at Multi Plaza can take those. But I've got some old computer batteries and an old battery from one of the power supplies.
Yes. At Multi Plaza you can bring them.
Oh, you can bring that as well?
Yes.
Oh, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I'll just hire a truck.
Yeah, that's what I realized yesterday, because on that event there were different foundations and different companies that are doing different things for recycling, and you can have a house without wasting anything. I mean, every material is important, it's not trash.
No, it can be reused. I mean, you know, the thing I like to explain to people as well is that we don't make anything that doesn't come from the Earth, from our planet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the only place we get things from.
Yes.
You know, and if we invent something like polyester or polythene or plastics or whatever, we're the ones that made it, but we made it from substances on our planet, in our planet. We don't just make things out of thin air. It all comes from the planet. So if it came from the planet, it can go back to the planet.
Exactly.
In a proper condition.
Exactly. Yeah. And yesterday also there was a girl, her foundation, it's about teaching everybody how to do and compost.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So I was like amazed about everything, because there's another foundation that use the wasted. They didn't say wasted food, but it's the, you know, the food that restaurants or hotels don't use, and they just put it in the garbage. But you can use it. I mean, actually, people can eat it.
But the thing is, I mean, I find it quite strange that people are sort of amazed about compost, because in the UK, it was normal for us to have a compost heap at the bottom of the garden.
Oh.
And what you do is, like you say, you get all your grass cuttings, all your twigs from gardening, your leftover food, you know, when you peel your potatoes and your veg, all goes in the compost heap. And it actually gets warm as it works. So for the UK, I mean, that's normal. I remember as a kid, you know, we used to take stuff down to the compost heap at the bottom of the garden.
Wow, so, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, this isn't new. This is old tech. This is. You know, and then what you do, as you say, when it's you get it from the bottom, you some mix it up, and then you put that around your plants, mm-hmm. and it gives it nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
So it's all like, but yes, recycling is the real word for it, isn't it?
Exactly.
So yeah. No, that's very, don't do it in the apartment though.
No, you can still do it in your apartment.
You can?
That's why, that's why this girl is mm-hmm. teaching everybody mm-hmm. because she's got the thing. It's a plastic thing, a big
container.
One.
You can put it in there.
The container, and she just go. I don't know if it's once per month or something, and she pick them up and then give the client the new one. And she
actually picks it up.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. And what does she do with it? I mean, she uses
she processes it. She processes it for the plants and everything.
Exactly. What mm-hmm. a wonderful idea.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday
I'll have
I
one
was
of those.
Amazed. Yes, me too. I was amazed with all the ideas. And I mean, a lot of people doing good things, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to join them. And
but the thing is, we've discussed this before, haven't we? I mean, a lot of people with good intentions are wanting to do good things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no end game. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we're seeing now, which I think is brilliant, mm-hmm. is we're seeing permanent places start up
mm-hmm.
that will take your rubbish. So, you know, in the UK, again, you know, you go to your local rubbish dump and you have big bins mm-hmm. that you put different things in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sort of recycled it. But here we're doing it on a smaller scale, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great because, like I said, these old computer batteries and whatever, I've kept because I won't put them in the rubbish. Because mm-hmm. if you put them in the rubbish and it goes to Sarah Patagon, these things can catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get? You get fires in Patagon. But you know what?
And it's toxic.
Yeah, but you know what causes a lot of the problems in Sarah Patagon with mm-hmm. with the fires? Because they're doing exactly what the lady is that you're saying. When you're putting all your rubbish in there, what you're doing? That is one huge compost heap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I mm-hmm. mean, it's got other things in, metal and blood, but the thing is, the principle is the same.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
So no, I mean, I'm glad because, you know, you're a bit of, you don't want to put things in the rubbish, but you're at losses. Well, what do I do with it? You can only put so much rubbish in your house.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Trust me, I know. Sorting it out yesterday.
But yeah, I mean, that's the idea. I mean, everything we use is not garbage or is
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
trash. We mm-hmm. can reuse it or do something different. So, yeah, it was very, very nice yesterday.
No, it sounds very constructive.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And what about the weekend? What do you got planned?
Well, today I have a meeting at Ian's school.
Okay, is he in trouble again?
No,
just checking.
It's the time. It's the parents usually meeting. That's not funny.
I love this parrot.
She keeps laughing for bad jokes.
It's not a bad joke. No jokes are bad jokes. Ah, no, exactly, yes. I can see I'm going to be out of a job soon.
Yes.
Anyway, what have we got on this day? What have we got on this day in music? Oh, we haven't even started.
No.
We haven't started. Where and when? Off you go.
Uh-huh. Yes, because talking about yesterday, they also are going to have an event tomorrow. This is at the Mercado San Felipe Neri. Uh-huh. It's going to be No Waste Fest.
Okay.
It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. The entrance is free.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to be able to taste 5 different dishes
mm-hmm.
from famous chefs here in Panama. They're mm-hmm. going to cook there.
Oh, really?
And they're
going
to, yes, they're going to give the recipes to everybody so mm-hmm. everybody can learn. And you have to pay $20 as a donation
mm-hmm.
to taste this 5 dishes that they're going to be cooking there. And also they're going to have live music.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to talk to the chefs, and they're going to have activities for children,
mm-hmm.
recycling activities.
Oh, that's great.
They're going to have plants.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things. It's going to be very nice tomorrow at San Felipe Neri Market.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. That sounds like a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And let me see today also at Pan American Center. They're gonna, no, sorry, that's tomorrow. They're gonna have an origami workshop, and the entrance is free. You just need to register first at Pan American Center on Instagram, and it's gonna be from 11 until 12.
Okay. Did you hear about the shop that opened up and all they did was origami?
No, where?
It folded.
Oh gosh, it's not idea to have her here. I know. Okay. Also, this is the workshop for today at Mac Museum. It's a collage workshop, and it starts at 4. Today at 4 p.m. from 4 to 6, and the entrance is free. And of course, you can go there and enjoy and learn about making a collage. It's for everybody.
Okay, good.
Okay, so let me go to the Born This Day music.
Okay.
The first one is Herb Alpert. He was born in 1937, American jazz musician, most associated with the group Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Yeah.
Alpert had the 1968 U.S. number one and U.K. number three single, This Guy's in Love with You, written by Bort Bacara and Hal David.
Yeah. Yeah, great writers. We just lost Bert Bacharach. He passed away not so long ago. So anyway, here is Herb Alpert, and This Guy's in Love with You.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you I'm glad I got to know you? 'Cause I've heard some talk, they say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love, and what I'd do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so?
To be patient with that one. Oh, it's finished. No, it hasn't.
Oh.
Oh, it's finished. No, it hasn't. So there it is. Herb Alpert and This Guy's in Love With You. I'll tell you what, Burt Bacharach and Hal David, they wrote some absolutely beautiful music. Mm-hmm. Really did. Yes. I mean, like the one, I was listening to that and it reminded me a little bit of Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head, which of course was another one of theirs.
Exactly,
well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, their style, and they wrote an awful lot of music for Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
And Cilla Black recorded some of their stuff as well. Yeah, same. They have left us a great legacy at any rate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what else in the world of entertainment?
Well, also on Sunday at Albrook Mall, mm-hmm. it's going to be the Literature Festival for Kids and Youth.
Ah, okay.
And it's going to be at Pasillo del Delfín.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be free for everybody from 11 until 6 p.m. And it's going to be very nice because they're going to have book exhibitions, storytelling,
mm-hmm.
Theater. They're going to have live music, workshops.
That's great.
Dance, mm-hmm. poetry. Yeah, it's going to be full of interesting things uh-huh. for everybody, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah,
and
no, definitely.
It's totally free. So that's going to be nice. And to finish the Sunday, you can go to Luna Llena de Tambores.
Oh, it's this Sunday, yeah?
Yes, the topic is Noche Retro. Mm. Retro night.
Oh, I'll fit in quite nicely.
Yes, that's going to be nice. And it's just here at Parque Urraca.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can go there from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m.
Oh, great. I can walk
Sunday.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This Sunday is going to be very nice. So everybody's invited. Of course, it's free as always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah. So let's continue with the other one. Born to Say Music.
Okay.
That was Mick Ralph. He was born in 1944, English guitarist from Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople, yeah.
Who had the 1972 UK number 3 and US number 37 single, All the Young Dudes, which was written for them by David Bowie. Other hits include All the Way from Memphis and Roll Away the Stone.
I'm just saying, Roll Away the Stone, that's one I haven't heard for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
He joined Bad Company, who had the 1974 UK number 15 and US number 5 single, Can't Get Enough.
Okay, and you know, All the Young Dudes, it was written for them by David Bowie, but mm-hmm. he did actually record it himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a super version. But anyway, here's Mott the Hoople.
Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when the ceiling glows with laughs and sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little road rage. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent wrecks. Oh man, I need TV when I got TV.
Oh, the young.
Oh, there we go. That's a great track. Mop the Hoople and all the young dudes. And anything else for entertainment? Yes, or we?
No, that's all.
That's it? That's it? All right.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of a break after last week.
Exactly.
And so you know, we're doing stuff. What are you doing on Sunday? Are you going? Where are you going on Sunday?
I don't know yet.
No?
No. Or Saturday.
I'm going for a curry.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. My sister-in-law, Lucy, and then they said they wanted to go with us for a curry. So we're going to go for a curry on for Sunday lunch.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like curry.
Yes, I know.
Yes. So I'm a happy bunny. So,
and you guys can go to the Luna Llena de Tambores after that.
That's right. We can go in the evening. It'll be really nice. Yeah. So I've had a word with a good lady.
Yes.
And see, tomorrow I'll be carrying on sort of sorting a few things out, I guess, and tidying up. So talk about recycling, so sort of creating a load of rubbish.
I was thinking about buying some plastic containers and do something really good at my house.
Okay. Good. That's a good idea.
They motivated me.
Yes. There we go. Who asked you? I can see I'm going to be redundant soon. Talk about Herb Albert and the Tier 1 of Brass. Because they were very. He did a lot of stuff when I was a little kid. And there was one particular track called The Lonely Ball. And that was back in 1962 when this came out. So I was 13. And I thought, yeah, I haven't played that for a long time. So I'm going to play it.
Nice.
Lonely Ball for Herb Albert. Tell you what, I really, really hate it when they do that. As back in the early days, see, that would have came out originally in mono. And exactly, that's what I just said. It's terrible. And so what you get? Yeah, the trumpet just on one side. That's right. And the other side there. I know. And it's so because you get this music like in the background on one side, and then nothing on the other side. And then that trumpet comes on. And it's just on the other side, and it's louder than the other side. Don't like it. Well, still wouldn't mess around, don't you, yes? Yeah, of course you do. You agree with me. Parrot agrees with me as well.
Yes.
Yes. getting some good comments is our last thing. I think I'm going to be out of work soon. Right. Time to squeeze, one more in, I think, before we get to the top of the hour.
Take down the pictures from the wall. I'm hoping I'll be back by fall. Leaving my sweater here, swear I won't disappear. Promise to write and stay in touch. Tell me you'll miss me just as much. 4,000 miles away, I wonder every day if it'll be the same. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, with salty air and nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay by the ocean, now I'm not there, gotta confess. The fear of missing out is taking over me. That when I come back home, I'll have stories of my own.
I'll have stories of my own.
And I won't be part of yours. What makes it even worse is I keep reminiscing and I'm wishing it won't be the same. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, with salty hair and nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay up by the ocean, over me, over me. And if it makes me selfish, I don't care. Please don't have a good time if I'm not there. If it makes me selfish, I don't care. Please don't have a better time without me there. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, salty hair, nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay up by the ocean, now I'm not there, gotta confess. No fear of missing out is taking over me. It's taking over me. When we used to stay up till the morning.
Yeah, Lala loves that. There we go. That's Yael Dannon here on this morning's program. Yes, our very own here in Panama. And great album come out, Diary Girl. And I love that track. I'm going to keep pushing it back. Exactly. Because it could be a great single. It's time. It's time now to go, if you don't mind. All right. It is time for us to call it a day here on this morning's breakfast show. And I just want to say a big thank you to our guests this morning, Lala the Parrot, being with us here in the last hour of the program. Big thanks, as always, of course, to Ingrid for our freaky fun facts on Friday. And all very into all about Easter. Don't forget you can check all that out, more information as well, on our website today, which of course is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Also a big thank you to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our production. And of course on a Friday, very busy with what, where and when. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And of course, a couple of tracks of this morning from people that were born on this day in the world of music. And thanks also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK. Gets a lot of our background info for us, so very big thank you for that. And also to the boys and girls of Group Brigade who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And I hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful, a wonderful weekend. Anything else, love? Anything else, Lala? Is that it? Okay. So a big breakfast show. Goodbye from me and Jerry D and Lala the Parrot. Please, whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, do it carefully, because on Monday, what do we want to be doing? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.